This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's military said Saturday that it had hit more than hundreds of Hamas targets across Gaza Saturday, including more than 50 strikes in the city of Khan Yunis and surrounding areas in southern Gaza. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
At a briefing in Tel Aviv, Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner briefed reporters Saturday on activities of the Israeli Defense Forces.
The activities are taking place mostly in the northern Gaza Strip, but also conducting precision strikes against specific targets of Hamas in the south. The mobilizations include over 400 targets that we've struck, engaged. Those targets include tunnel access points, they include command and control positions, they include the ability of Hamas to operate freely in the north as they did over the last week.
Lerner said the military conducted its operations simultaneously with ongoing humanitarian efforts. He said throughout the day Saturday, several trucks with humanitarian aid were allowed into Gaza through the Rafah-Egypt crossing after clearing Israeli security. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Vice President Kamala Harris has engaged in a quick round of diplomacy with Arab leaders while attending the UN climate summit in the United Arab Emirates. She's trying to focus on shaping the outlook for a post-conflict Gaza while calling on Israel to do more to protect Palestinian civilians from the Israeli bombardment. She made a hastily planned trip to Dubai as the top American representative at the conference, but the Israel-Hamas war was a main objective of her visit. She met with leaders of the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Jordan on Saturday and spoke by phone with Qatar's emir. She said she and President Joe Biden have repeatedly noted the brutality of the Hamas attack against Israel on October 7th that triggered the war, while also hailing a recent pause in fighting to enable the release of more than 100 hostages taken by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. BMW is recalling a small number of its SUVs because of the risk of airbags exploding, and these airbags weren't included in earlier safety recalls. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
U.S. auto safety regulators say the recall covers hundreds of BMW X3, X4, and X5 SUVs, model year 2014, with airbags made by Takata Corporation. There was a complaint from Chicago in October that the inflator on an X3 exploded, sending a large piece of metal into the driver's lung and causing other cuts to the body. Documents say the inflators on the BMWs have a moisture-absorbing chemical called a desiccant, hoped to prevent the explosions that have occurred in other vehicles. Some 30 million airbags not recalled have that type of inflator, and they're installed in about 20 brands of vehicles. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United States is now committed to the idea of phasing out coal power plants, while joining 56 other nations in kicking the coal habit. Saturday's announcement by U.S. Special Envoy John Kerry has America joining the Powering Past Coal Alliance, which means the Biden administration commits to building no new coal plants and phasing out existing plants. No date was given for when the existing plants would have to go, but other Biden regulatory actions and international commitments already in the works have already meant no coal by 2035. Russian police have raided gay bars in Moscow after the country's Supreme Court labeled the LGBTQ+ movement as an extremist organization. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
48 hours after Russia's Supreme Court banned what it called the global LGBTQ+ movement as an extremist organization, Russian forces raided gay clubs and bars throughout the capital. According to local media, police searched venues that included a nightclub, a male sauna, and a bar that hosted LGBTQ+ parties under the pretext of a drug raid. Eyewitnesses told journalists that clubgoers' documents were checked and photographed by the security services. They also said that managers had been able to warn patrons before police arrived. I'm Karen Chamas.
Imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been handed new charges by Russian prosecutors. The 47-year-old is already serving more than 30 years in prison after being found guilty of crimes including extremism, charges that his supporters characterize as politically motivated. In comments passed to his associates, Navalny said he had been charged under Article 214 of Russia's penal code, which covers crimes of vandalism. Navalny is one of President Vladimir Putin's most ardent opponents, best known for campaigning against official corruption and organizing major anti-Kremlin protests. The former lawyer was arrested in 2021. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Stroh.